systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here, and what's the topic? Yes, it's another week. Welcome back, if it's not your first time here. And if it's your first time, welcome to the family. Yes, this is where the family is, here on Active FM, yeah? The best radio station that you can be part of, you know, where we do the most and tackle the issues and the news and all the stuff. So today we're going to be tackling a topic, you know, concerning an individual, which falls under the entertainment section. Yes, that's where we basically jumping into. We're not going to be looking at any text or, you know, politics. Nah, we're not going to dive into there. Maybe that's a topic for another week. I mean, yeah, so some interesting stuff within the political department or political area, which, yeah, you know, basically caught my attention. But we're not going to dive that side. So we're just going to stick to the entertainment industry this side, you know, just for today. So we're going to be looking at Travis Kelce. And yeah, basically, you know, him cheating. I know there's some people that are like, nah, he's not cheating. Others, they're like, yeah, he's cheating, you know, type of situation. And others, they're like, drama. You know, there's just too much drama happening. Yeah, you know, within this industry and everything. So that's what we're going to be tackling. And we're going to see the, you know, accusations that are lurking around. True or false? Because, yeah, there's accusations, eh? There is accusation. I know Taylor Swift is involved. And, yeah, you know, there's the whole romance and all those stuff. So we're going to be looking at that. And, yeah, basically analyzing, is it true? And then you also get to, you know, speak your side if you think it's true. If you don't think it's true, make sure that you do holler and say, I think these allegations or accusations, they are not true. They are false. And obviously make sure that you do give your reason why. You can't just say it's not and then, yeah, you know, leave it there. So make sure you do that. So, yeah, that's basically what we're going to be looking at. And right here on What's the Topic, you know how we do it. We go get on our dancing shoes and everything. And, yeah, you know, because we listen to the track, you know, the music that gets selected. Since you're listening, you don't want to select a track or you don't want to recommend a track, which I always encourage that you do. So if now you do want to recommend, you can actually do that, but besides that, you know, I'm gonna play a selected track for you, you know, that, yeah, it's gonna get you pumped up, moving, and yeah, do the things that need to be done. If you're not ready, I'm ready. I'm gonna go for it. And yeah, after that we're gonna come back and, you know, dive into the whole Travis Kelce accusations, you know, which involves Taylor Swift, yes, and an individual who happens to be an ex. So we're gonna be looking at that, and then, yeah, obviously see how valid the whole situation is and the accusations are, and then, yeah, wrap up the show and everything. And yeah, there was an article that I also saw which was really interesting, because I was like, oh, okay, the drama that's happening here is interesting. So, yeah, want to hear your thoughts concerning the article as well. Here is a track for you to enjoy.
Yo. Hey, don't play with me, Tony, you know. I come from the east side of town, you know. Hey, let's go.
They want the money. Come out, you owe me. Bring out the trophy.
Bring out the hoe.
You got to show me. Yeah,
let's go.
We ain't baloney.
We ain't baloney.
With all the homies.
With all the homies.
Watch out for police.
Watch out for police.
Tryna control me, yeah. Hey, let's go. Free throw line. MJ flag. Let me go shine. Don't stop crying. Show me that sign. Throw me them blinds.
Hey,
let's go. Meet me outside.
outside, time to go slide. Open your mind, had to go grind, check your tags. Might've went lady red, I ain't stopping cause the game is tight. 298 in Shacktown, hit him with a journey glad. Then I had to lose my pride, cause I had Mufasa pride. When I got my shot denied, had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there.
Upgraded.
Upgraded.
On that trading block, my sins got traded.
Got traded.
I might fade away, but I can't be faded.
Be faded.
No West Side Sixers, make it, take it.
Take it.
Grace on me, got it stacked, got it packed, got it racked. Then I got racks, stacked in packs. Then I got packs, racked and stacked. Just a roster player, moving like conveyor. But holding up that trophy, like see you later.
Joe and Robin pimping, they ain't winning. Let's be quitting. Crucifixion in my vision, I ain't asking for permission. Spirit in my engine closer to slipping, the clipping, the gripping. I squeeze, hitting the demon, he's screaming, he flip when the weapon is treasure. I give you a gift. All free, no slaves. Live forever, no age. Got sin, got grace. Always win, I got faith. They always got something to say, just not in our face. Too busy, I'm grown, but I got time to grind.
Hit him with a journey glad. Then I had to lose my pride. Cause I had Mufasa pride. When I got my shot denied, had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there. Coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach.
I remember seeing cocaine right next to my man, which is 5 years old, the TV sold, I don't know how we handle it. Cheeto bags with bullets in it, felt like it was scandalous. Used to study police like the panelists and analysts. Popos know me by my name, so don't open that trunk. Life just fell apart, just like this car, my life is junk. Bad for all humanity, my love, please come and stand with me. Keep trying to kill this vanity, I need you for my sanity. Cause what you see, I see Satan trying to come at me.
Oh no, what that mean?
Got a billion angels running things.
Christ, got that team,
undefeated for eternity.
Oh yeah, 100 rings,
champion in case you're wondering.
Champion, ambigan, like I'm on an antonym of ambigan. Blessed through shenanigans, my prayer sounds like a ramble. Anti those who don't know the man within, feeling like I speak a Mandarin. Lord, use me to show them man again, I'm on edge. Gift of the Holy Spirit got me feeling like a winner, even though I'm sitting close to the ledge. That fake coming, your one. Oh, son, like set on cost. I give my life. Christ gave life for them wages. Different chapters mean you gotta turn pages. Testify, make disciples, guard your witness. Study his word, learn what your gift is. Kingdom building is kingdom business, and we still knocking evil senses like.
Welcome back, welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. And you cannot say that we don't listen to you, because every single week I do suggest that you get hold of us. Yes, sending your DMs, your messages, you know, your WhatsApps, your emails. Yes, comment on the YouTube page, you know, all platforms. And yeah, you don't, so you can't complain. But we're going to dive into the topic. So, as you all know, as you should know, myself, I was busy with my everyday life, you know, living life as Fearless Eagle, you know, doing what Fearless Eagle does every day. And then I ran across an article, you know, on Geo.tv. And, you know, obviously Geo News, because they're out there, you know, putting the news out there and all the stuff connected to Google News and all those things. So I got an article that caught my attention. And it was concerning, you know, Travis Kelce and, you know, Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay, so what's happening? And there's an ex involved as well. And the headline went as follows. Travis Kelce fires back at cheating accusations amid Taylor Swift romance. Hey. Okay, so what's cooking in here? Hey, so it sounds like someone got jealous. Someone decided that, hey, yeah, me, I want my person back, but I can't get my person back. You know, that's what that's the impression that it gave me. So I was like, okay. So the article went on to say, Taylor Swift's new beer. Travis Kelce isn't going to let anyone ruin his new romance. Let's go. As he completely denied cheating allegations made by his ex. there's a lot going on in my head. I mean, okay. To an extent, I feel like, you know, people need to sit down, you know, analyze the situation and look at the allegations. I mean, there's paparazzi everywhere. And I feel like if this thing is true, videos are going to be out there. You'll be seeing evidence everywhere. Because, I mean, yeah, like I said, paparazzi is out there. They like things and they post things, so you'll be able to see them. But at the same time, it's like, it's an ex. What do you expect? Maybe it's a situation of an obsessed ex-lover. Hey, you don't want to have those in your life. Because, hey, it's not going to go down too well. Yeah, it doesn't go down too well. So, goes on, the clarification. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, that one's going to go in the dictionary. So, yeah. Carry on before, you know, the English decides to go into the wrong motherland, you know, where things happen. So, yeah, the clarification comes after Travis was denounced as a cheater by his ex-girlfriend, Maya Benberry. Okay, I'm not going to comment anything. It's fine. I'm going to keep that comment to myself. And obviously going on, the winner of the athletes reality dating show, Catching Kelsey. Okay, I'll definitely keep that comment to myself. But yeah, so this is the drama that's happening between these people. We have an ex that is accusing the other ex of cheating. And I feel like it was out of the situation of, you know, looking. You know, some people out there, you know, they decide, me, I'm not about this life. And then they get out of that life. And then afterwards, there's that realization to say, hey, you made the wrong move. Why did you do that? That was a bad move. And some of them, it's because of their feelings. So in the moment, their feelings are like, yeah, don't care, do this. Then after you do it, you realize that what I did was not what was supposed to happen. Or what I did was not what I was supposed to do. So, yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand. So, yeah, this is also a lesson. Hey, don't just do things, you know, think before you do things for the people out there. So, yeah, obviously, yeah, you know, Travis's ex went on and she told the Daily Mail, imagine. So I'm saying this sounds like an obsessed ex. It's an obsessed lover. That's an ex. Why would you go and tell Daily Mail? I mean, go to the person, hey, tell the person this is how I feel about you, and if they reject you, move on with your life. You don't need to go and speak to the public about the issues and all the stuff, you know, try to make your ex look bad. I mean, and it's even worse if what you're saying is not true. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on the news and see what happens. But yeah, she told the Daily Mail that he had an affair with Kayla Nicole, and that's obviously a sportscaster. And then she went on to say, I'm sure by now she being a Taylor, obviously has mastered the ability to see who is really there for her and who is just using her. So that's what Maya basically said to the Daily Mail. So she's saying Taylor needs to look and analyze, because she's gonna see that he's not there for her, so he's using her. That's basically what Maya's saying. So is it true, is it not true? At this point we don't know yet, but Travis says nope, the accusations are not true. So that's what Travis says. And Taylor also yeah, she's in a position where, yeah, she isn't going to let anyone ruin her new romance. So that's the standing that Taylor has towards the situation. And yeah, obviously there's other things that there are out there in the open. So like a tweet that was deleted. I mean, yeah, like, I don't understand these people's life. But yeah, there's a tweet that was deleted, and it was obviously referring to the ex-girlfriend of Travis. And that ex wrote, when you and your ex broke up 5 months ago, but you find out via social media that he supposedly has been in another relationship for 6 months. So yeah, saying, obviously referring to him, saying that they broke up, but he was in a relationship 6 months before they broke up. I mean, yeah. So that tweet was deleted, and the person who tweeted that was obviously Maya. So I don't know what's going on here, but yeah, despite Maya's claims to Travis, or against Travis, Travis obviously informed the TMZ that the relationship barely lasted for 2 months. So he doesn't know what she's talking about, doesn't understand why she's saying the things that she's saying. And for him, what he's saying is she's out there to get him, because number one, she's jealous, and yeah, probably she's obsessed. So that's basically what's happening here. I don't know about you guys, I don't know about you listening to this, what you think. These accusations, do they stand? Are they true? Are they not true? From my side, I'm on a 50-50 standing, because, yeah, you know, celebrities also have drama, eh? There's, like, hectic drama that happens with these people, and you see some interesting stuff happening within their lives. So, obviously, there's people who are saying, yeah, those are false accusations. And others, they're saying those are true accusations. And obviously, concerning Travis, some people are saying that he has been unfaithful to Maya. He was never faithful to her. And then you have the other people on the other side that are like, you're lying. You know, Travis has always been faithful to Maya. And yeah, I don't understand, you know, like, people just have their own things to say. So let me know what you think about the situation. I don't know what to say. Me, I'm, like I said, I'm 50-50 here. So I'm on a standing of the accusations could be true, and I won't be shocked if they are true. It could also be a situation where the accusations also are not true, and the not true part is coming from the angle of, this might be an obsessed lover, you know, an obsessed ex-lover that wants the ex back, but she can't get the ex because now the ex is with Taylor Swift. So the closest way, or let me say the easy way out, so that you know, you can ruin two people's relationships and get your ex back, is by involving a third person. And then now Taylor's gonna go and question the boyfriend, and then go and question the other individual that was involved, and then, you know, drama comes out, people break up, and then the ex is like, oh, shame, heartbroken, come, let me make you feel better. You know, obviously there's all of this nonsense that happens. So hey, that could be the case here, but I can't say if, like, for sure that it's 100% the situation that's happening here. So hey, yeah, there's drama that I do admit. So you let me know what you think from your side. My side, I'm on a 50-50 standing. And yeah, it can go both ways. So we'll just obviously need to keep an eye on what's happening, and the news and the paparazzi and all the stuff, and then you'll know what's happening. But this is also a lesson for those that are out there listening to this, which I'm gonna tell you what the lesson is after this track. Hope you enjoy that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Definitely don't know what's wrong with you. Because, yeah, should have enjoyed it. But do send in your suggestions, comment, and, yeah, send your feedback back in. Hey, that was a very interesting statement right there. But it is what it is. If you don't know, you don't know. So, yeah, myself, the lesson there is, you know, when you look at the hour, whole situation like Travis, Maya, Taylor Swift, and the extra individual that was placed within the, you know, the whole accusations and all the stuff. Hey, imagine being that person and the accusations are not true. Now you're sitting there and thinking, what's up with these people? Couldn't they just sort out their issues themselves? Now they had to get me involved. Yeah, like I would find it entertaining, but at the same time I'll be, I don't know, I'll probably be irritated, or I'll be, in fact, yeah, I'll see it as drama, like this is comedy here, yeah. why am I getting involved in this situation? But yeah, if it's true, I don't know what to say. But yeah, the lesson out there, make sure you don't do, in fact, all I'm gonna say is, for myself, the lesson out there is just make sure, you know, Christ is involved within your relationships and you do things the right way. And yeah, make sure that there's no issues happening, you know, from both sides. So that's from myself. From myself, Fearless Eagle, if it's good morning, good morning. If it's good afternoon, if it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, now you can go and sleep because you've listened to What's the Topic. From my side, peace out and God bless.
come alive. I can't just shut it up and fake that I'm alright. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for the afterlife. I'll let it burn the way the sunlight burns my skin. The way I feel inside, the way the day begins. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for the other side.